And so here on this chart of some typical GPS surveying methods, we'll end lesson 4. And we see here that, of course, static is at the top of the heap in terms of high accuracy. Kinematic requires less time on the station. But, of course, kinematic as opposed to real-time kinematic surveying requires continuous lock without obstruction, without cycle slips. If cycle slips occur, then it needs to reinitialize. Rapid static requires short occupation, shorter than static. And then similar with pseudokinematic, as actually. Pseudokinematic relies on occupying a station, allowing the constellation to move, and then 4 to 6 hours later coming back and reoccupying the same point. This, of course, is useful and works well, but is somewhat inefficient. Then there's on-the-fly, which is virtually instantaneous positioning and is used more and more in photogrammetric surveying in the aircraft itself. We will talk more about some of these methods as time goes on. And thank you for your time here in Lesson 4, and we'll be talking again soon.